Hola, EJ Donde. It's me, Annie Hardy. We're back in the bathtub. We've been here before, not gonna front. And as long as this audio is good enough, we're back here again. Cause I can't relax. I'm almost incapable of it sometimes. But when I feel a little bit wonky, it really helps me to think that I might be helping someone else. And thanks to a few of our listeners who have told me that I am, well, now I'll never relax again. How can I relax if you're not already relaxed? Let's relax together, shall we? Like I said, oh, my vagina is being burned. This bath water is so hot. I like to fill it up really hot nowadays and then get in it kind of slowly, go get distracted with something and return later to be like, oh shit, I forgot I drew a bath and it's still hot as fuck. So I'm gonna call this bathtub mini meditation, and you can listen to it while you're in a bath or while you're on dry land, depending if you're a mermaid or not, or whatever you want. Baths are so tight for us. What is more healing and nourishing in the world than H2O water? I mean, God himself only, probably. Water is a great reliever of pain. It helps us to relieve our bodies of toxins when we drink it, process it into pee. Gross, not me. But, yeah, like when I was giving birth, I had a birthing pool. Because if you get in the water just alleviates all the pain, takes away negativity. It's a great, great, great healer. Whether you take it orally or you sit in it or, you know, whatever. So get yourself some water in your tub, whatever temperature is the nicest for you. And then what I want you to do is, before you get in, pray over the water. Put your hand on or over the water. I like to lightly touch mine to the water. And I say, Dear Lord, please bless this water. Let this bath be a healing bath to deeply cleanse, nourish, and heal me. In Jesus' name, amen. But that's just my belief. Obviously, you can say, you know, in Lucifer's name, whatever you like. But I have to urge towards my route, because I think it's a good one. Also, if you'd like to throw some crystals in your water, I like to put a bunch of salt, because salt is another great cleanser of energies. And this is an energy and toxin cleansing bath. And if you put crystals in your water, make sure they're the kind that won't dissolve in water. And that they're the kind that you want in there. Because each one has a different purpose. An amethyst is for pain. People who are trying to get off drugs. It's a sobriety stone. You know, a crystal quartz can be programmed with whatever. But hopefully you know this stuff already. So let's get into the meditation. Because it's time to get our meditation. If you will, for me, close your eyes in your bathtub or sitting down in a chair, laying down on a bed. Just take off your shoes wherever you are, especially the tub. And just get comfortable. Make sure no one's gonna come in and disturb you for like 25 minutes just to be safe. And like just start to get comfortable and take some deep breaths into the bottom three quarters of your lungs. The place where none of us really have time to breathe because we're rushing around, panicked, anxiety ridden, breathing half breaths. But let's really take in. To the count of three in, and then to the count of three back out again. Oh, I was just expecting you guys to count. Maybe I should do it with you. And inhale in 1, 2, 3. Exhale through your nose or mouth, it doesn't matter. 1, 2, 3. And as you take each breath in, imagine you are collecting all the toxins, all the stressors, all the negativity. Collect it like a black cloud in your chest. And for me, why don't you send down roots of light, like the roots of a tree, coming out of your feet, going to the very center of the universe, to the unity consciousness grid, a grid, an energy grid set up to take all the negative energies and transmute them into unity consciousness, or the knowledge that we're all one. So, grow those roots of light out your little tree feet. And now on inhale, collect that dark ball of negativity in your chest. And on exhale, push it down and push it down out through those roots of light in your feet. And inhale, 1, 2, 3, collecting that black trash in your heart. And exhale, 2, 3, and pushing that out through your weird little tree root feet into the unity consciousness grid, where it's transmuted and turned into unity consciousness. Let's do that again. There's so much negative BS. So inhale to the count of 3 and collect that black smoky smoke creature from Lost in your chest of negativity, and exhale, push it quickly down those roots of light in your feet, down to the unity consciousness grid. One last time, inhale for me, collecting that black negativity in your chest, and exhale, pushing it down out through the feet, through those roots of light, all the way to the unity consciousness grid in the center of the earth, and gets turned into the knowledge that we are all one. We all came from the same creator. And since that is the truth, it would behoove all of us if we all got well. And what does everyone need to be well, healthy, and grow is unconditional love. And so I invite you to practice with me the art of unconditional love for your body. And if you can't do it, I'll do it for you. I unconditionally love you just because you were born. You deserve that. So, you know, let's start at the very top of our heads. First, imagine for me a beautiful cylinder of white sparkling light descending down from the heavens and affixing right atop your head, right on your crown chakra. Imagine it start to pour in as a beautiful purple spinning vortex of energy on the top of your head opens to allow it in. Thanks, crown chakra. This healing sparkling white energy is from God Himself, and it will penetrate every cell of your body, healing it and removing anything that ought not be there. And while it does that, just let it, give it, you know, free run to do that. And while it does that, we're going to be thanking the different parts of us that don't usually get a lot of attention. You know, all these tiny mechanisms and parts of us have to work in tandem to make one working body. And we should really say thanks. I know it makes a big difference in my car, so it's bound to make a big difference in my body. First, let's say a big hello and thank you to our skull caps. Thank you, skull cap. If it wasn't for you, my brain would literally fall out and it would be so gross. And let's not forget to say thank you to our beautiful hair. If you don't have any, you're bald, say thank you just to the skin on top of your head, because it's doing its thing too. It don't matter, don't stress it. It could come back. Thank you, my beautiful skin, my beautiful hair, My beautiful skull cap, thank you so much. Now, thank you, my forehead. Thank you, my eyebrows, for keeping the sweat out of my eyes. Thank you, my eyelashes, for making me look so pretty and ladylike. You know, if you're a guy, say whatever you want, just say thanks. Thank you, my eyelids, for making it so I can go to sleep and I won't be woken up by the sun because I don't have eyelids. What a treat you are. Thank you, my beautiful eyeballs, for looking so green and serene and hypnotizing all the boys. Just kidding. But thanks, eyeballs, for looking around and allowing me to see. Thank you to my face, my beautiful face and all the skin on it. My nose, thank you, nose, for allowing me to smell. And I guess allowing me to excrete snot when that happens and is a must, like when I cry or when I get sick, which is almost never. Thank you to my teeth, those who are left, most of you. Thank you to my gums. I love you guys so much. Oh, and in case I didn't mention it, as we think these various parts of ourselves, put both of your hands over them and feel the energy go into them. Give them a little boost, a little spark of creation. Help them do even better than they're doing now. And for added bonus, people who can't do just one thing at once, you can visualize what your ideal face would look like. Don't go too far from what it really is now. But like, you can visualize improvements and see them happen. Straighten out that crooked front tooth. You know, get rid of that little knob in your nose, whatever. Or stay exactly as you are because you're already perfect. Thank you to my chin and my cheeks and my lips for allowing me to, you know, kiss people, kiss Gustine, my beautiful cat. Kiss boys, eat food would be really gross without lips. You know, thank you to all these surrounding areas that I'm not totally sure what your names are. Oh, and thank you, my ears, for allowing me to hear. For allowing me to hear the music I make, the shocking things that I say from my mouth. I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you, thank you. I'm sorry if I've ever done any damage to you. And my neck. Thank you, my neck, for helping me to crane around, see some stuff that I couldn't otherwise see. Look from left to right, to bob my head at a Bob Marley concert. You know, the neck is representative of being able to see objectively. So when you're in a fight or dispute with someone, you'll often have a stiff neck. Or if you're just like one of those people who's always at odds with people, you'll have a stiff neck. Tell your neck, I love you, my neck. Thank you for helping me to see objectively. You don't have to be stiff ever. I objectively see all sides of the coin. Oh, thank you, my shoulders, my shoulder muscles and my shoulder blades, my décolletage. That's right. Men might want to think they're beautiful Adam's apples. Thank you, my heart and my lungs, for really carrying a large degree of the weight on this ship. Thank you, double thank you, lungs and heart. I love you both so much. Thank you, my breasts and my nipples, for looking cool, being something for guys to grab, something that fed my beautiful baby. Thank you, my back, shoulders, for all that you do. I pray that you'll stand up a bit straighter. Thank you to my spine for supporting my posture. Thank you to all my inner organs in my stomach, my colon, my kidneys. Thank you, my kidneys, I love you. Thank you, my pancreas, I love you. Thank you, my liver and my gallbladder. I love you both so much. Thank you, guys. Thank you, all my intestinal, you know, tubage. Thank you. Thank you, my hips, for holding up my pants, but just barely. Thank you to my rump for all the things that you do and all the many reasons I love you. Thank you, my rump. Thank you, my butthole. Thank you, my vagina. Or if you're a man, thank your penis and testicles, obviously. Thank you for being my sexual organ of birth, for looking so good, for working so right, for all the things you do. I salute you and love you, my vagina. And thank you to my beautiful muscular thighs that help me go out there and garden all day long, easily, ride a bike, walk around, stand up, sit down. Where would I be if not for you, my beautiful thighs and my beautiful knees? Thank you, knees. I love you. Thanks for letting me bend. You're the best. I love you, my knees. My calves. Oh, you're a special part, too. I love you and thank you. And a special thank you to my ankles. And thank you to my feet. Not one of you could we do it without on this whole beautiful body. Thank you. I love you. Now that cylinder of light that we've had pouring into our crown chakra this whole time has filled up our entire being. And now just let it splash, overflow. Overflow from your body into your auric field, the egg-shaped energy field shield around your body in the shape of an egg. Let that glowing, sparkling, white healing light fill up your aura right now. Let it cleanse it of any negative energies, mend any tears or holes. Send any angels that are needed to help along the way if we can't just do it on our own. Feel it as your aura field fills up and you become whole, protected, balanced. Let it fill up to the tippy top. And then say thank you to the heavenly light as it goes back to God. Bask here for a couple deep breaths into the bottom three quarters of your lungs again. And really think about how much great work your body does for you. Not to mention your brain, your mind, your nervous system, your hormonal swim-swams. Thank you and I love you to all those things as well. Thank you and I love you to my auric field. Thank you and I love you to my spiritual gifts. Thank you and I love you. See you next time on Empath. Bye-bye.
Like you left me every other